Today, we're having two rehearsals, basically. I'm rehearsing with the Play on Philly kids with Stan Thompson, and we're going to be rehearsing Lift Every Voice and Sing so I can play with the kids and talk to them just about my life as a musician and what I do and at the Met and everything, and about the piece we'll be playing with Orchestra 2001. So I have that rehearsal coming up later. We were just working with the composer, Richard Danielpour, next door, basically talking about the tempi, about the piece, the meaning of the piece, the background of the piece, and all of that sort of thing before we go into the rehearsal this afternoon.
And the name of that piece is?
It's a clarinet concerto. It's From the Mountaintop.
What are you doing exactly with the kids? I think you're going to do a spiritual medley.
Yeah, it's a medley on Lift Every Voice and Sing. I think there might be Amazing Grace in there. Anyway, a couple different spirituals, and it's going to be, you know, clarinet and orchestra with the kids, and we'll be meeting together after the rehearsal to kind of talk about things and what it's like to be a musician.
And during rehearsal, what is it that you want to convey to them?
Well, I think what's going to be great about it is that, you know, I do what they do. You know, they go to rehearsal, they play music, and they enjoy it. And that's basically what I'm going to try to demonstrate to them is how much I love it and how much I love being with them. Having fun playing music, doing something you love to do. I happen to have, you know, done this my entire life in my career, and I've made my career out of it. But really what's important, I think, for the kids of that age is just to see that I have passion for what I do, and that's worked out for me in my life. You know, I've worked really hard and I have passion, but also that I enjoy it and I enjoy being around them. And so we're just going to play together, have fun, and play music.
And then afterwards, they're going to ask you questions, and there might be a few things that you'd really like to impart to them, that you'd really like to get them to understand. Any thoughts about that?
I think the most important thing that we'll talk about is I grew up in a community like they grew up in, basically, in Chicago. And, you know, I started playing instruments when they started playing instruments, most of them. I am them. You know, I worked really hard. I went to school. I tried hard in school. I ended up becoming a musician. But, you know, that they can do this in their life with whatever they choose to do. So that you can, if they use your imagination and they work hard and they have passion, you know, and they do well in school, that anything's possible in their lives. And that they should just use their imagination to kind of figure out what they want to do in their lives and go for it. That would be the best thing that I could impart to them.
Well, when you were a kid, and you probably, barriers were probably imposed, you know, just like they are for a lot of kids in a lot of different ways. Were there things that happened to you that made you, you know, spurred you forward and said, forget it, I'm just going to keep going, I like this enough?
Yeah, I think there were always little things that happened along the way, like, you know, kind of being judged, you know, as far as like what community I grew up in, that sort of thing, being one of, you know, maybe one or two minorities in the youth orchestra I was in, or being from the wrong neighborhood, you know, all of those things were potential barriers. But, you know, my parents always taught me, you know, if you're passionate about it, you can be good at it, and no one can hold you back. And that's the most important thing, life lesson to learn. We all have things that we may think are barriers in our own lives, but it's about overcoming those and trying your hardest and getting up from when you're down. You know, you don't win every competition, you don't get into every school, you don't pass every test. But it's about doing the thing that we all have to do, which is succeed after we fail.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.